I know he
opened up my blinded eyes one day.
I know his breath,
his precious blood washed all my sins away. His peace, sweet peace, has filled my troubled soul. Yes, this one thing I know.
From Commonwealth Baptist College, we are
the Voices of Melody. There are things I can't believe, there are things I won't receive, for there's no proof they are so. Things I cannot understand, things I cannot comprehend, but this one thing I know.
I know
he opened up my blinded eyes one day.
I know his breath,
his precious blood washed all my sins away.
I know his peace,
his peace, sweet peace, has filled my troubled soul. Yes, this one thing I know.
Hey, y'all, from a tiny coal mining town called Duggar, Indiana, my name is Katie Lovelace, and I'm a senior this fall studying secondary education.
Hi, everyone, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, my name is Rima Masarwa, and I am a senior as well studying elementary education.
Hello, my name is Brianna Patton. I'm from Wildomar, California. I'm a sophomore this fall studying music education.
There are things about the Lord that are written in His Word, and all of them are so. It may quickly be discerned, there is much that I've not learned, but this one thing I know.
I know
He opened up my blinded eyes one day.
I know His breath,
His precious blood washed all my sins away.
I know His peace,
His peace, sweet peace, has filled my troubled soul. Yes, this one thing I know.
From the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, my name is Katora Stout. I'm majoring in music education as a senior.
And from the Susquehanna Valley of Pennsylvania, I'm Christina Cronice. I'm a junior this year studying office administration.
From a cattle farm in Ashland, Kentucky, my name is Megan Gerlach. I'm studying elementary education as a junior.
And tickling the ivories this morning is Rachel Swords from the coast of North Carolina. She's a sophomore this year studying music education.
And I know,
yes I know,
yes I know, I surely know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Can make the vilest sinner clean. Yes, this one thing I know.
I know.
Hello, my name is Christina Cronice, and I am from a small town in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, so the first time I went to church was when my grandparents had invited me, and they asked me if I wanted to go with them, and I always would tell them no, so one week I went with them and I hated it. I hated church and I didn't want to be there. I thought it was boring. And so I went home that day and I was like, I never want to go there again. So they kept asking me if I wanted to go. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll go again. And so I went again and I liked it that time. So I kept going and kept going. But then about a year and a half later, my grandparents left the church. So I didn't have a way to get there anymore. But my Sunday school teacher during that time, Mrs. Allen, she decided she was going to pick me up. So she picked me up every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and she brought me to church. And because of her, I'm able to stand here. And she taught me many different things, and she taught me how to go soul winning. And so one day I was at home, and I got a phone call from my preacher, and he asked me if I wanted to go to camp. And I was like, sure, I'd love to go to camp. But I was like, wait, doesn't that cost money? And he's like, no, it's already paid for. So I got to go to camp for free that week. And it was God's will for me to go to camp that week because they preached hard on many different things. They preached hard on listening to the wrong music. They preached about girls not wearing pants. And they also preached on salvation. And I got saved that week at camp. And ever since then, my life's been different. And so I kept going to that same camp throughout my teenage years. And I started my life to the Lord. That's also where I heard about Commonwealth Baptist College. So once I was a senior, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Commonwealth. I made the decision that June, and so I packed my bags and I headed down to Kentucky, and I was terrified. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if anyone was going to like me. I didn't know if my roommates would hate me. I didn't know if I was going to be able to find a job. But it wasn't like that at all. I found a job right away, and my roommates became my best friends. And My favorite part, though, about the college is the chapel services. It's just so exciting to see everybody on fire for the Lord, and everyone is singing the songs, and everyone's just there with a good attitude, and it's just, it's good to hear preaching every single day. And I just love being able to work hands-on in the ministry. I work in the bus ministry, and Mrs. Allen, who is my Sunday school teacher, she was also my bus captain eventually, and I rode the bus to church, and that's what kept me in church. Yeah. And so it's great to see working in the bus ministry, all the kids that come to church and watch them grow, and I love it. I love the college, and I love just work being part of it, and training me for my future in the ministry. And I can just say that being at Commonwealth Baptist College is definitely a place you can trust.
When I look around to see the blessings on this country, it's plain to see how good the Lord has been. But I hear some people say, put that old black book away. And then I just remind them once again.
It's just a book.
A book that saved me from damnation.
It's just a book.
A book that told me of my sin.
It's just a book.
A book that founded this great nation. And it's our only hope to get her back again.
My King James Bible. They don't care to hear what Jesus Christ has done. They speak with such conviction and condemn us with such boldness.
Let's show that book and then just watch them run. It's just a book, then why are you running? It's just a book, then why are you so mad? It's just a book, why do you get so nervous? It's just a book that knows every thought you've had.
When you open up this book into your heart, it takes a look and it shows you exactly what you are. And from those pages there within, it points out your every sin.
It deserves the thoughts and intents of your heart.
It's just a book.
A book that showed me full salvation.
It's just a book.
A book that read my title clear.
It's just a book.
A book that gave to me the victory. It's that King James Bible that I hold so dear.
It's just a book.
A book that saved me from damnation.
It's just a book.
A book that told me of my sin.
It's just a book.
A book that founded this great nation. And it's our only hope to get her back again. It's our only hope to get her back again. Again.